This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. First of all, I want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show over the weekend here on Genesis Communication Networks. And we could not do that without you. We appreciate you because you understand that we can do this together. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And there's a whole lot of folks in this country that are willing to stand up and get the job done. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, said the President of the United States, John Quincy Adams, son of the second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams himself. So, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Again, it's Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook and or my Twitter account for what it's worth. Again, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E at a one, Bradley Dean one, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. If you'd like to jump on the radio with us at any time, please stick to the point, contend, whatever the case may be. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 53 countries outside of the United States of America are listening to you, as well as 55 affiliates from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way up to Minnesota. That phone number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, let's call it for what it is. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, let's do a little backtracking over the last week here. On Tuesday, we started out exposing the facts that political decoys are nothing new. Let me give you the definition of decoy so I can set the premise for the next 2 hours here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Decoy, Webster's 1828. Anything intended to lead into a snare. Any lure or allurement that deceives and misleads into evil, danger, or the power of an enemy. A place for catching stupid people, let me add. Okay? We're talking about political decoys on Tuesday, which all came about when people across the country started to notice the decoys used with the likes of criminal Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, conservatives across the boards, and not just in the United States of America, started noticing inconsistencies with the appearance of the likes of Hillary Clinton. And I knew we were onto something because prior to that, 4 to 6 months ago, I was on the radio, and of course I need to be very careful with this, and I want to know facts just like anybody else does, because I'm sick and tired of being lied to by the state-controlled media. Of course we all are, because nobody likes to play the fool to ill-designing men. So what I did is about 4 to 6 months ago, I'd shared with you folks, call me crazy, but I'm telling you, I'm seeing two different people here with the likes of Hillary Clinton. You look at the pictures, folks, there's inconsistencies going on. There's a fat one, there's a skinny one. The hands are different, the necks, the face, they're different. The hair jobs, they're different. And I just said, just throw it out there, just throwing it out there. You guys decide what you want to decide, but I'm telling you, something's up with Hillary Clinton. This is 4 to 6 months ago. This last weekend, people started noticing those inconsistencies. So what I did is I wanted to do my homework. I wanted to know for myself, because as I said, friends, we had a Daily Caller. We had conservatives across the boards, and not just in the United States, but also in other countries, pointing out that, wait a second, this isn't Hillary. Wait a second, there's 10 pictures. Which one's Hillary? They all seem to be different. And again, body shapes, wrinkles, hair jobs, hands, whatever the case may be. As a matter of fact, just last week when she supposedly collapsed, friends, notice the film is from the back. And when I seen that, I said, that is not Hillary Clinton. But of course, the American people took the bait. Now, just hold on with me. The very next day, everybody was talking about how sick Hillary Clinton was. And then, without further ado, folks, out of nowhere, here comes the likes of Hillary Clinton emerging out of Chelsea's apartment with a big smile on her face, and she seemed to be about 50 to 100 pounds lighter. And what was really astonishing to me, because folks, without fail, they will always fall into it. Give people enough rope, you know the saying, and they will at length hang themselves. Well, guess what? They showed a picture of Hillary Clinton, supposedly and allegedly, without any Secret Service around her in New York City? New York City? Really? No, folks, they made the mistake, and they always do. If you look at conspiracies throughout the history of mankind, folks, they always made mistakes. Now, going back to political decoys, okay? What I did is I wanted to know for myself of political decoys, because I knew I was onto something. I mean, folks, actors and musicians all use body doubles and decoys when they want to be free from the likes of the paparazzi. I mean, actors like Andy Warhol, Miley Cyrus, Jose Canseco, Reba McEntire, Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman, etc. Folks, there's too many to number. This is a fact. Go online. You will see them. Folks, there is a sea of actors and musicians, entertainers, and the such that use body doubles. As a matter of fact, they use body doubles because they want to be left alone. That is the point. Now, when it comes to the likes of politicians, I knew I was onto something as well. And what I did is I started to do my homework on dictators of the past concerning political decoys. Is this way out there, or did this really happen? Are my eyes deceiving me, or am I seeing some inconsistencies going on here with the likes of Hillary Clinton in the present? Well, as our fathers told us, our forefathers told us, study the past. So that's exactly what I did. And I found out that, guess what, friends? Politicians, since the beginning of governments, world and globally, friends, since the very beginning of mankind, have always used political decoys. Manuel Noriega, Raul Cedras, Fidel Castro, Adolf Hitler had 6 of them, Joseph Stalin had a couple of them, George W. Bush had political decoys. Folks, I can go on, and this is all factual information. Do your homework. You'll find out what I'm telling you. It's true. So why would it be so blown out of proportion to say that's exactly what they're doing today? Hey, folks, it is what they're doing today. And then what we did, folks, is we jumped over because we started to get on conspiracies. And what we're going to be talking about, and I'm going to take them line upon line, precept upon precept, and I'm going to show you 33 conspiracy theories that you were told by the state-controlled narrative were theories that turned out over time to be conspiracies in fact. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what I would like to do is I want to take you down. Give me about 2 or 3 months. I just want to go back about 2 or 3 months. Because, folks, we're talking about 33 conspiracies that were found out to be conspiracies. You need to understand, America, conspiracy theories are laid out as theories by those that are attempting to cover for them that are actually committing the crime of conspiracy. I also want you to understand that it tells us in Jeremiah 11:9, and the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. And I'm absolutely amazed, friends, at the stupidity of the American people to take politicians that continuously lie to them over and over and over again for face value. I don't understand it. You know, you say you don't believe what they say, but you act out what you say you don't believe in. And that's called holy the truth and unrighteousness. You're hypocrites. I mean, folks, to give, folks, anybody as a representative in this country the trust to put them and set them in a place where you take them for face value, you have got to be out of your mind, to say the least, to accept them for who they say they are. Now, I want to go back to the Chicago airport. I was at Chicago O'Hare some time back, and I went into several of the stores where I could see the attempt to exchange a lie for the truth was on every shelf. Read Ephesians 2:2. Now, as I gathered information for this article to verify everything that I'm putting forth, I noticed that the communists are hard at work attempting to attack and discredit anyone and everyone that tells you the truth, which exposes their lies. By the way, if you look in Scripture, John 7:7 and John 15, this is why Christ was crucified. Because he tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. He was uncovering the people for who they were, and they didn't like it. So like Abel, like Cain, he goes and takes out Abel, right? And that's exactly what we're seeing. But again, we already knew that from the Word of God. For example, I have been over and over been accused by the state-controlled media for everything and anything that I'm not guilty of. It's amazing how that works, but they did that to the Christ too, and it should fall to the servant as well. For example, it's been said, Bradley Dean, he's a lying preacher. A gold-plated conspiracy theorist, say the communist. Devout conspiracy theorist, ETC. Now, that's funny that they would say that because you need to understand that it's the communists, it's the sodomites, it's the atheists that are actually trying to paint the picture that I'm the one lying to you when, in fact, it's the truth that exposes the lie, not the other way around. It's like the, hey, folks, it's like this. It's like the frog calling the prince ugly, right? This is exactly what they're doing. But I want you to go down history, a little history with me, because again, William Casey under Ronald Reagan from the CIA, he was the CIA director in 1981, he said, we'll know that our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is completely false. This is what the head of the CIA said under Ronald Reagan, friends. So, again, let's go back to the Chicago airport. Let's go to the store shelf propaganda. Well, on one of the front pages of one of these magazines, I read, this is what it said, Hillary Clinton, front runner, pad primary leads. Really? Folks, when you pull the curtain back, you'll find that she has no support. Literally no support. And if she does, it's all bought and paid for. That is a fact. That is not an embellishment, folks. Folks, she has no support. Her campaign has no support. When you look at dictators of the past, after they destroy their people and destroy their countries, you'll find that the only thing that was propping these dictators of the past up was the lie that they premised their administrations on, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama. As a matter of fact, going back to Hillary Clinton, she's propped up from the beginning to the end. And the end of this nation, as you know it, if you do not deal with her crimes today, as well as those that are helping her along to commit the crimes, like Comey from the FBI, like those that are attempting to cover for her at every criminal step that she takes. Well, then we go back to the Chicago airport and we go to the bookshelf propaganda. We've seen Ben Bernanke, former Federal Reserve chairman, with his new book called The Courage Tax. See, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Isn't it interesting how they're in it together? They have a covenant of death, and they have a covenant of hell that will be disannulled because on my big brother's shoulders, his name is Jesus Christ, rest the governments of the world. And the governor of all nations is my Father who is in heaven. And it just happens to be his throne in heaven and his footstool on the earth, and he will have his way. But isn't it interesting to you, America, how they continuously put themselves up? Isn't that funny? Because it is conspiratorial. Now just think about this. Ben Bernanke, his new book on the bookshelf in the airport in Chicago, through the propagandists called The Courage to Act. Now let's go and judge him by his fruit for a moment. I'm setting the premise, friends. This is the man that took $2.2 trillion of American taxpayers to loan to banks with anonymity. Did you hear what I said? He took $2.2 trillion American tax dollars to loan to banks without any anonymity. In other words, they didn't want you to know who the money was lent to. And I want to tell you why, because it's gone to foreign nations, that's why. See, the bankers didn't want Americans to know who received the money. Ben now admits, friends, to Wall Street, like they always do in conspiracies, friends, they lie about it when they're almost busted, and then the people give them mercy, and it's false mercy. They that observe lying vanities forsake your own mercy, and that's exactly right. Because you don't understand judgment any longer, America, and that's why you're being destroyed today. But Ben now admits Wall Street executives should have been jailed for the crimes that he actually advocated. So who is Ben conveying courage to? It's certainly not to himself. But that's the name of his book, America. And this is what the propagandists are doing. They're propping up their own. Now, then we have the communist and immoral criminal in California, the governor. I mean, folks, this guy should have been thrown in jail a long time. It'd have been better that that man wasn't born. But we have California Governor Jerry Brown on the cover of Newsweek here. Chicago at the Chicago O'Hare Airport. The headline was concerning California Governor Jerry Brown. Altered state. How Jerry Brown secretly saved California. Are you kidding me, friends? And furthermore, many of these books are found in the best book-selling list. How does that happen? Well, they buy their own books, and then they're thrown out there as the bestsellers nationwide. Really? Who paid for that status? They did. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Governor of California, Jerry Brown, on the cover of Newsweek's, the headline is Altered State. How Jerry Brown secretly saved California? Friends, you can't make this stuff up. Did you know that Jerry Brown has pardoned dangerous criminals for their crimes? He's released some back into America's population only to endanger the innocent. He signed legislation against the Second Amendment. You have rights, America, not privileges. Do not disarm. He signed two transgender bills making gender identity and expression a protected class of people. And I want to tell you why, because they want to protect themselves of their own crimes. America, it's a felony. Sodomy is a felony in every state in the United States of America. Enforce the laws, drive them back into the closet, and protect your children, America, because that's what this is all about. Speaking of the governor of California, hey folks, through an altered state on Newsweek, how Jerry Brown secretly saved California. He must have saved them by releasing dangerous criminals back into the population, into America. He signed legislation to disarm America as he releases, what, criminals back out into the street? Who are these people working for, America? Because it's not you. But look at the headlines. Altered state, how Jerry Brown secretly saved California. He's protecting transgenders against, basically, he's protecting them concerning their crimes against nature and humanity. Folks, it's illegal, just so you know. I don't care what they call it. I don't care what the state-controlled narrative attempts to set. It's against God's moral law, therefore, God damn it. End of story. It's that simple. And I said, God dash, damn, dash it. Because that's exactly what Jesus did concerning these people. Read Matthew 23 when he was woeing them. I mean, listen to this, friends. You want to talk about confusion and speaking, folks, and I'm making a point here because these are the people that are telling you when people are calling them out for their crimes that they're conspiracy theorists. Who told you that they were a theorist? Well, the likes of Ben Bernanke, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, Jerry Brown. Folks, I'm just at the very beginning of this exposition. Hang out with me, folks. 1-866-582-9933. It's only going to get better, let me tell you.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to be tapping into conspiracy theories, 33 of them, that you were told by the state-controlled media and corrupt politicians that they were theories when, in fact, they were the ones attempting to cover for them that were guilty of the crime of conspiracy. They are now factual, friends. Nothing new under the sun. Just do a little homework and you'll find out again what I'm telling you, folks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you on today's show. Before I do that, we got Rod from Michigan calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Bradley, how are you, brother?
I'm just staying busy here, my friend. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Once again, as always, we appreciate what you do down here. Quick something to throw out to the people here. Bradley, you were on week after week, night after night, 6 days a week. Shouting to people to get involved instead of being talk radio, we do radio, and that's what you do. You do both. And I'm going to tell you something. The sheriff here in our county is a very good friend of mine. Last night he was sharing with me, Michigan State legislator. And again, courts don't make laws, people. I'm going to jump back up here a little bit, Bradley. I hear people saying, well, the next president's going to put the next four justices in, and that's important for us to get them in there. Why is that so important for these people to have these justices in there, Bradley? The courts don't make laws. However, they just passed a ruling that schools in the state of Michigan, probably in your state and every state coming, or if it's not there, can say no to the Confederate flag. They also just passed legislation that they're going to ban the American flag from being waved at the games, and they can't even chant USA anymore.
Well, I think what you have going on there is you have the criminals in charge, and there's no question about it. And that's what's going to happen on a nationwide basis if people don't begin to deal with the corruption through their representatives. They're supposed to represent, not dictate, and you have arbitrary government here. And it's turning not only just to a people of representative government, but it's turning into a tyrannical government. And that's why, again, Rod, and I'm saying this to our listeners more so, that if you're not going to be ruled by the Word of God, you're going to be ruled by dictators. And these people have no business whatsoever dictating outside of law. It makes them outlaw. So therefore, where are they deriving their powers, folks? Out of thin air. They don't have jurisdiction. They don't have this authority. It's a pretended authority, and it's policy. In America, you do need to keep in mind as well that policy follows law. Law follows law, not law policy. And either you're going to deal with the corrupt, or the corrupt are just going to have their way. And that's exactly what's happening, it sounds like, in Michigan.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Bradley. It's frustrating, but as always, it's a breath of fresh air to hear you, because what you are saying is right, spot on. We're losing it, Bradley, here and everywhere, because people just don't get off their duff and get involved. But again, as you just said, the courts don't make laws, and when people start getting back in their face and protesting like our ancestors would and have did, that's what we need to do. But I'll let it go at that, Bradley. I can talk all day on that.
I appreciate you, Rod, very much, my friend. Now, friends, also keep in mind, if you go to Article 3, Section 1, judges sit during good behavior. And when he's talking about courts not making law, they don't. The job of a judge is to discover and apply law, not to legislate or to create or to act as an activist from the bench, friends. Like Iowa, I'll tell you what, some judges needed to be reined back in. They wanted to go ahead and attempt. They wanted to dare the justice of the people, because at length they were daring the justice of God. The people in Iowa said no more to the judges, so they removed all of the judges. And by the way, when you read Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, you have every right that God has bestowed upon you, friends, to throw off those that pervert the Constitution. What's going wrong with you out there, Michigan? What is up with the people in Michigan? And by the way, it doesn't just fall to Michigan. It goes to Minnesota. It goes to California. It goes to the Union at length. And folks, those that are selling you, those that are kissing you, these politicians that are kissing you as they're committing the act of treason for 33 pieces like Judas did to Jesus, folks, these are the politicians that need to be thrown in jail. And it's a fact. I mean, listen to some of this. It's not even legislation, folks. Anything contrary to God's moral law, said William Blackstone, one of the founders of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, said anything contrary to the laws of God is null and void. And taking that further, friends, Madison versus Marbury, anything contrary to the Constitution and the enumerated laws is null and void. It's null and void. It doesn't apply. And if they're trying to apply or to basically gut the pith and marrow of law, and then they have the audacity to call it legislation and then throw it on the people to bring them back into Egypt by ships and enslave them, folks, you have every right in the world to deal with them lawfully. And this is across the board. America, America, you're too young to die. You're too young to die. It's time for you to deal with corrupt. It's time for you to sell your football tickets and your baseball tickets and your hockey tickets and let someone else go to the game while you stand in protest. Protestant has meaning. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. How much do you love the freedoms of which have been bestowed upon you at such a high cost? That's really what it comes down to. By the way, friends, it's called gratitude. Out of gratitude, you deal with corruption in government. Out of gratitude, you deal with those that call them representatives that are committing the act of treachery. They're unfaithful in their covenant when they swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, so help me God, with their hands on the Bible. They're violating that Constitution. Then guess what? You don't throw off the Constitution. You throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. Hey, folks, they are not above the law. I've highlighted this point a million and a half times. Those that represent we the people, folks, in every capacity, they are not above the law. They are to restrain men from law. They are to enforce the laws found in our Constitutional Republic. That's it. That is the two purposes of government. To enforce the laws within and to what? Deal with those without if they mean to invade this country. There's two purposes of government, friends, not 2,000. If you're so thankful to the veterans that fought, bled, and died to give you what you have. Read the founding documents. It'll take a whole hour and a half of your life, friends. But again, read the Bible first. We're going to get back to what we've been talking about. Folks, 33 conspiracies that were called theories by corrupt politicians and in the state-controlled media, which in fact turned out to be conspiracies. We were just highlighting, because I'm setting the premise, as when I was walking through the Chicago airport and the store shelf propaganda, we were talking about the likes of Hillary Clinton, how they were calling her the forerunner. And then we were talking about Ben Bernanke, who stole $2.2 trillion of your monies, America, and gave it to banks with anonymity. But they're all praising, hey folks, the media is praising these men that are destroying the boat that they themselves are on, as are we. And then we got over to the criminal in California called the governor, Jerry Brown, where he was on the front page of Newsweek, and the headline was altered, state how Jerry Brown secretly saved California. And then we began to show you how he saved California and America by pardoning dangerous criminals only to be released upon the populace to commit the crimes once again. I mean, keep in mind, friends, you have an injustice system in this country that says, hey, three strikes and you're out. Go ahead and do it two times. But the third time, we're going to deal with you. Oh, of course, because it's $64 billion a year they make, the correctional facilities throughout the United States. It's a moneymaker, friends. Talking about the altered state. And then we talked about how Jerry Brown was protecting the transgenders against those that they commit crimes against. That's what it's about. A protected class of people. Folks, sick-minded individuals is what they are. Altered state is correct through the lies that they promote. Now, as I've shared in the past, they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to live the truth. Read Luke 6:46. See, the destroyers are now made out to be the saviors. Did you hear what I said? The destroyers of your country are now made out to be the saviors. I mean, when you look at government, the Bible tells us that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly what you see politicians do on a daily basis towards we the people. All 318.9 million people allow a handful of people to do this. Now let's go over to the concerning the entertainment world. Let's go to the entertainment world. Read Matthew 4:9. If you just bow down to me, Satan said to Jesus, I'll give all of this to you. And what did Jesus say? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Him only shalt thou serve. Well, we have the lewd and baser Nicki Minaj on the cover of Time magazine as one of the most 100 influential people. Really, America? Influential. To whom are they speaking, do you suppose? See, again, friends, they love to prop up their own. Read John 15:19. See, the world loves its own. What this is judgment turned backwards, leading up to the 33 conspiracies. Now, folks, you have atheists trying to convince you that God does not exist. I mean, these people could, again, be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Well, it doesn't matter if they want to see it or not. They see it. See, they spend their whole lives fighting against the God they say they don't believe in. Psalm 14:1. It was G.K. Chesterton that said if there were no God, then there would be no atheists. That's exactly right. I mean, folks, in this country today, you have white women that claim that they're black. And you better accept it, because if you don't, you're a racist. And folks, you've drank of their Kool-Aid. Rachel Dolezal, the ex-NAACP leader, says, I identify as black. Folks, she's white. See, truth is subjective, folks. It's irrelevant. It's whatever you want it to be. See, man is now doing what God warned him not to do, that which is right in their own eyes. See, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. In America, I can see the headstone already. I can see him digging your grave. Are you going to let them throw you all in there together, folks? Because that's where we're going. And it all spawns from the fact that we are sinning before a just and a holy God. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I got more details, folks, as to the 33 conspiracies.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. I'm a son of liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day. And this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad, tell us the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I want to tell you why I love this topic, and we can't do it without the anointing of the Most High God, Isaiah 10, which breaks the yoke of bondage. And we cannot do it without the Holy Ghost. We cannot do it without the guiding and the leading of the Holy Ghost. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Because it tears down the Father's altars, and it exposes the enemies behind those that were enabling your enemies to destroy a people and that were oppressed at length by those of the Midianites in Judges 6. That's what we're doing here on the radio show, folks. We're exposing to you who the problem is. Tear down your Father's altars, folks, and when you do, you're going to find out who your representatives are working for. They are selling you down the river to your foreign enemies at every given turn. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening in America. I want to go back to Rod calling from Michigan. I want to go back to California. I want to go back to all 48 other states in our union. And I want you to listen carefully as to how to deal with tyranny. Roger Sherman, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions that they say they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in rugged arms of fearless men." Fearless men. There's a word of encouragement for you. Hey, folks, that's your history. That's your history. Going back to the Chicago O'Hare Airport, talking about now judgment turned backwards. How the atheists are trying to convince you that God does not exist. Talking about how Rachel Dolezal, the ex-NAACP leader, says she's identifying as black now. She's a white woman. Now you have Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. This flake falsely claims to be a Native American when she's a white woman, folks. You have an Olympian, Bruce Jenner, that says he's now a woman. He's tired of being called a woman now, friends. And you're to accept this perversion and confusion as the norm, because if you don't, then you're homophobic. Just like as Barack Hussein Obama is bringing illegals into the United States of America, illegals, Muslims that mean to plunder and destroy your nation, you better accept them or you're a racist. In America, you've drank the Kool-Aid. I mean, folks, you even have Al Sharpton, who's a tax evader, a thief, a racist, and a counterfeit. By the way, folks, he's also a sodomite. And he's a counterfeit civil rights leader being praised on 60 Minutes as a reverend. Read Micah 3:5. They mean to make war against God. It's not going to work, and nor are you going to win. And by the way, civil rights does not go together, friends. Your rights come from God, not the government. You don't receive privileges from the government. You have rights. Don't ever forget that. Folks, you even have George Stephanopoulos, who's a propagandist. They call him a news anchor, even though he has been outed as a Clinton crime family operative. Read Revelations 21:8. I mean, folks, you have been dummied down enough to believe that Barack Hussein Obama bowing down to Saudi kings and transgressing the Constitution of the United States of America, for some reason or another, you've accepted the fact that that's presidential. And by the way, folks, before we get into this, and I'm going there right now, these are the people concerning conspiracies and those that are calling out conspiracies for what they are, because they are very biblical. They're the ones labeling them with the help of the state-controlled media to call them theorists, lunatics, weirdos. When in fact, history shows us 33 of these conspiracy theories are in fact conspiracies. Now again, conspiracy theory is a term that originally was a neutral descriptor for any claim of civil, criminal, or political conspiracy. It's happening all day long, America. However, it's almost come almost exclusively to refer to any fringe theory which explains a historical or a current event as the result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost superhuman power and cunning. To conspire means to join in a secret agreement to do an unlawful or wrongful act, or to use such means to accomplish an unlawful end. The term conspiracy theory is frequently used by scholars and popular culture to identify secret military, banking, or political actions aimed at stealing power, money, freedom, or anything else from the people. That's what a conspiracy is. Now let's start labeling them, because I have 1 hour in one segment to nail them all. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them from the last of the 33rd to up to the number one conspiracy that in fact, again, were called conspiracy theories, which in fact are not theories whatsoever, America. So let's go ahead and start with number 33. Are you ready for this, America? Just keep in mind, the people that I've just highlighted over the last three segments are the people that are telling you that it's all theory, friends. It's all a theory. And keep in mind the characteristics and the crimes of those that I've highlighted already. It's craziness. And America wonders why she's confused. Read Daniel 9:11. Number 33, the Federal Reserve Bank. The fundamental promise of a central bank like the Federal Reserve is its economic stability. The theory is that manipulating the value of the currency allows financial booms to go higher and crashes to be more mild. If growth becomes more speculative and unsustainable, the central bank can make the price of money go up and force some of risky investments even better. And again, promising to make the crashes more mild. And folks, we're talking about another one today in the present. The period leading up to the American Revolution was characterized by increasingly authoritarian legislation from England. Acts passed in 1764 had particularly harsh effects on the previously robust colonial economy. The Sugar Act was in effect a tax cut on easily smuggled molasses and a new tax on commodities that England more directly controlled trade over. The Navy would use increased capacity to enforce trade laws and collect duties. And perhaps even more significant than militarization and expansion of taxes was the current act passed later in 1764. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. And how is that working out, that paper money, America? How is that working out for you? But you're supposed to just follow the lead, and we were talking about Ben Bernanke, lo and behold. He gave away $2.2 trillion of your tax dollars to bankers with anonymity. Why? I'll tell you why, and I want you to understand why. Because they're giving it to those offshore. But you're supposed to just take them for face value, friends. But keep in mind, the Federal Reserve, in their operations, contrary and counter to the Constitution of the United States of America. You hear about it all day long on the modern conservative outlets that, hey, this is what the Federal Reserve today is saying. This is what the federal, I mean, folks, they're trying to legitimize these criminal enterprises is what they're attempting to do. But folks, the Federal Reserve and their crimes are well known to all of us. Is it a theory? Absolutely not. Let's go to number 32, talking about 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. What every person should know. Big Brother or the shadow government. It's also called the deep state. A professor at the University of California, Berkeley, Peter Dale Scott, said, a shadow government is a government in waiting that remains in waiting with the intention of taking control of a government in response to some event. And by the way, they come in, they create the problems, and then they come in as the problem solver like any other dictator of the past, folks. Is that a theory? Absolutely not, folks. As a matter of fact, again, a shadow government is a government in waiting that remains in waiting with the intention of taking control of a government in response to an event. It turned out that this was true on 9/11 when it was told by our mainstream media. For years, this was ridiculed as a silly, crazy conspiracy theory, and like the others listed, folks, turned out to be 100% true. Who told you it was a theory? Those that are attempting to give cover to those that are actually involved in the conspiracy. Again, friends, nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes tells us that. The preacher, King Solomon, there is nothing new under the sun. And we can see that's exactly what's happening today in America. So why is it so far out, friends, when we talk about things that are happening today? Why is it that it could have happened back then, but for some reason or another, it just can't be happening in our new world today? I mean, has God changed his mind? Has his law changed? Has he lowered it? Has he dimmed the light by which man perceives his own guilt to accommodate them where they can actually take the grace of his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for sins of mankind, so that they can use it as an occasion for the flesh and create a world and create a God that suits their own sins, which is a violation of Exodus 20, verse 2? No! Hour 2 coming up. We're going to finish this up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.